even less likely, Ned. The devilfish is merely a mollusk, and even this name hints at its semi-liquid flesh, because it's Latin meaning soft one. The devilfish doesn't belong to the vertebrate branch, and even if it were 500 feet long, it would still be utterly harmless to ships like the Scotia or the Abraham Lincoln. Consequently, the feats of krakens and other monsters of that ilk must be relegated to the realm of fiction. "So, Mr. Naturalist," Ned Land continued in a bantering tone, "you'll just keep on believing in the existence of some enormous cetacean?"
"Yes, Ned, I repeat it with conviction backed by factual logic. I believe in the existence of a mammal with a powerful constitution, belonging to the vertebrate branch, like baleen whales, sperm whales, or dolphins, and armed with a tusk made of horn that has tremendous penetrating power."
"Humph," the harpooner put in, shaking his head with the attitude of a man who doesn't want to be convinced.